This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hey everybody, welcome to the True Crime Squad. I'm Christy Brower, here with my sister, co-host, and partner in crime, Katie Weaver. Hey Katie.
Hello.
How's it going?
It's going really good. I realized today that my little puppies, my little baby boys, will be 2 on Friday.
Oh my goodness.
And I found a video of them on my YouTube that they're just itty bitty boys first seeing themselves in the mirror for the first time. And I was like,
oh,
yeah. So, you know,
they're all grown up.
They're going to get a spoonful of peanut butter for their birthdays.
Oh, how lucky are they?
Right? I can't believe it. That's all. I don't know if you guys celebrate your pets' birthdays. We don't like do a party.
we
usually know when they are.
Yeah, give them an extra treat for sure.
Yeah.
They don't know it's their birthday, but you know, whatever.
Right, but we do. Yeah.
We do. That is true.
Yeah.
Well, this is our Thursday episode, and we have some nonsense for you all today, don't we?
Yeah.
And you know we have nonsense when we're kicking the episode off with some WTF news.
This is a WTF News Daily Double because I found one story that led me to another, and they just both have to be shared. So,
oh boy,
bear with me. You're going to get a double dose of dumbass bullshit. But the first case starts in Wisconsin. This happened at a Meijer store. Meijers are kind of like a, or Meijer, sorry. They're kind of like a Fred Meijer, actually. Not the same store, but, you know, they have, or like a Super Walmart.
They
have it all, right? Mm-hmm. Well, a few days ago, there was an incident where, and we're kind of hearing about this across the country. We get these little crime groups going that, you know, they'll hit a store and they all like grab stuff at the same time and it overwhelms the staff and they get out with them, right? So a group of 4 people were in this store with bags, and they were literally clearing shelves of over-the-counter medication and ran out of the store and hopped into a getaway vehicle. And the police had been called, and a police officer started to pursue them and actually ended up in an accident with a bystander who wasn't paying attention. But luckily there was an officer behind him that kept up with the pursuit. So they ended up in kind of a chase. Unfortunately, though, for the perps, they headed straight to the railroad tracks where there was a very long, very slow train ambling along.
Mm-hmm.
And not to be, stopped by the train and arrested, they turned and headed into an open field, I guess, hoping to just drive along the tracks until they could get out of there.
Oh, boy.
Unfortunately, though, it's spring.
Oh, no.
And it was muddy. And they just buried their car in the mud. Just stuck as hell. And the driver was the first person to emerge from the car. And he thought it would be smart to get uncooperative and combative with the police. And a police dog had to take him down. Oh. And he required a bit of hospitalization due to that.
Oh, dear.
Everybody else was arrested without incident. And the evidence that they expected to find, which was a trash bag full and some shopping bags full of OTC medication.
Oh, my God.
But apparently they all have Chicago driver's licenses. And this isn't the first time. This happened in Waukesha, Wisconsin. And this isn't the first time recently that a crime group, now this kills me. They talked about a crime syndicate from Chicago that's been coming to Waukesha to steal cars from dealerships that is a whole gang of teenagers.
My God.
Teenagers, really? Wow. Okay, then.
Oof, that's a rough way to start your life.
So this article kind of cracked me up. I love it when dumb criminals do dumb criminal things. But it led me to another article. Now, this is something that happened in 2018. And I will tell you right now, I think it's very shitty that we didn't find it before now. It's a bunch of crap, to be honest.
Oh, no. It sounds like, yeah. Oh!
For those of you listening, not watching, this is a picture of a pickup that is buried clear to the doors in cow manure.
That's awesome.
And the reason why is because these geniuses had, this was in Minnesota, and the police came out because a man on his farm called the police and said that he had seen some men stealing from his farm, some lumber and other things, and loading them into his pickup or their pickup, and then tried to get away and absolutely buried this truck in cow shit.
I don't even know. Like, it's going to have to be pulled out from mm-hmm. behind with like a truck, like
a tractor, probably. Yeah. It's,
there's no digging that out. Holy shit.
Bad. So when the police got there, they found a man standing along the side of the road, casually smoking a cigarette, absolutely covered in manure. From his waist to his feet, absolutely caked. No shoes, because his shoes were somewhere in the bog of shit and had been lost long ago. Dude was wearing jean shorts over long underwear. Like, what? Anyway. The officer said to him, something didn't smell right.
Yeah, I suppose so.
He smelled a rat, I guess. He said, obviously, this encounter was accompanied by a strong-smelling odor. Add to the fair amount of rain we received over the weekend, and you have a nice blend. So, apparently, there were involved, but one of them managed to get out of the truck and run off. But this guy had been there for hours trying to free the pickup before the truck. They were still on his property.
Oh, boy.
The police said the trip to the jail was made with the windows open. They also hosed him off at the farm from the farmer's, used a hose on the farmer's property to hose him off well before taking him to jail.
Oh, they probably still had to fumigate that car. The police car. Holy mm-hmm. hell.
He said that the car smelled terrible for several days after the incident. Oh. Sucks to suck, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does suck to suck.
So, I mean, I guess if you're going to commit crimes, if you're going to go do crime and maybe do a little better with the getaway car or don't, this is fine too.
Yeah. I'm speechless.
Yeah. Well,
it's that is a shitty situation.
It's a real turn in the punch bowl when something like this happens, you know?
It is. Yes, it is.
Yeah. But with that, I am going to kick it over to you for our main case. Yes. Speaking of turds in the punch bowl.
Yes. Let's talk about this guy. This is Elio Bishop, or as his cult members know him, Nature Boy. Mm-hmm. Nature Boy is currently on trial for rape, imprisonment, and revenge porn. Mm-hmm. He's a real charmer, let me tell you. Mm-hmm. So he leads a group called a cult called Carbonation. He actually really likes that it gets called a cult, and he likes being called a cult leader. He thinks it's cool.
Neat. Okay.
Yeah. So this happened, this incident happened in 2022 with one of his, wait a minute. Yeah, 2022, in April of 2022, when one of the women in his cult tried to leave.
Uh-huh.
And when she tried to leave, he grabbed her, forced her into a room, wouldn't let her leave, sexually assaulted, falsely imprisoned her, and then sent other people sexually explicit videos and images after the fact. These are the things that she has alleged that he is charged with. So this is going on in Georgia. This is in DeKalb County. And this is it's quite a trial. It just started. So they're only just a few days in to this trial. And several things have happened. They've had a cult lead. They've had a cult expert testify. The victim has testified. Another woman, or a couple of other people from the cult have testified. Mm-hmm. That the expectation that all of the women were expected to have sex with him, whether they wanted to or not, was just a given. God. So it's got all the cult things. You have to turn over all your worldly goods. You must have sex with the cult leader, whether you want to or not. Mm-hmm. And you're isolated and alienated from your loved ones and your family. It's got all the stuff, right? One of the witnesses said that the women were not allowed to wear tops. They had to go around topless at all times.
Oh my God.
And that many of them had taken to wearing leaves on their chests because they felt really uncomfortable about being topless all the time. Imagine.
Yeah. Weird.
I will show you a picture of Elio and his wives. The other part of this is that this cult practices polygamy. Mm-hmm. This is Elio with his wives. This is the only picture I could find where they did have tops on. There are a bunch of others out there where they don't, and I can't really show you that without getting into some trouble. So anyway, we're learning some stuff about this group. But let me tell you a little bit about some of the things that have happened in court. So he doesn't seem to be taking this particularly seriously. And he, you know, he says he is Jesus Christ and he also is God.
Oh, God.
And, you know, I mean, it's just the usual. It's just like geez, you could get a little bit more original than this, dude.
God, but it's just really classic. Isn't. Yeah.
Yeah. But what happened a few days ago is that the judge tested positive for COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And then within just a couple of days, she came back to court and she said, we're just going to practice CDC guidelines. No one's coming into close contact with me. Mm-hmm. We have to get through this trial. I'm not going to disrupt this trial.
Yeah.
Well, Mr. Nature Boy got really, really COVID conscious all of a sudden when that started happening. So I'm going to play for you some audio that happened in court earlier this week. So that you can kind of hear where this is going, because then I'm going to tell you what a hypocrite this jackass is. But let's listen to this first.
Make clear that Mr. Bishop has two options under the Sixth Amendment, and he needs to select from one of those two options.
Yes. All right, Mr. Bishop, the options are, one, you can proceed with Mr. Booker. Two, you can fire Mr. Booker and you can proceed pro se. If you want to do that, we have to have a recall for any hearing and then to advise you on the record of all of the dangers in doing so. The COVID issue has been resolved. The attorneys are fine going forward. The jurors are fine going forward. I'm wearing a mask. It's not an issue. So CDC guidelines are changing. Anyway, so that ship has sailed. We are going forward with this trial. We're in the middle of it. Okay, if you want to have a different attorney, you don't get to choose a different attorney in the middle of a trial. We don't stop for you to get a new lawyer. You either proceed with Mr. Booker or you proceed by yourself, period. Two choices. Those are the only ones you have.
Is that on record?
Yes, everything is on the record.
Okay, I would like to fire my attorney if I can find new
council. That is not an option. Okay, are you, you're not listening to me, Mr. Bishop. The options are proceed with Mr. Booker or proceed without an attorney. Those are the two options you have at this juncture, period. Nobody in the back can help you. Look at me. I'm talking to you. Two options, proceed with Mr. Booker or proceed pro se and represent yourself, which is a terrible, terrible, terrible idea.
Why is that my only two options?
That's the law, Mr. Bishop, period. That's the law.
So I'm not allowed to seek other counsel?
Not in the middle of trial, no, sir.
Even if I'm not being represented right?
Sir, that's the ruling. Do not argue with me.
Is that on record?
Everything is on record, Mr. Bishop. Everything is on the record. So what do you want to do? You either proceed with Mr. Booker or you proceed without an attorney, but we're not stopping the trial for you to get a new lawyer. That's not how this works.
What about the COVID?
We've already discussed that, sir. You have a mask, I have a mask, we have hand sanitizers, the jurors are fine with it, counsel's fine with it, we are way more than 5 feet away from each other. So that's, you're trying everything you can to not go forward with this trial.
Because I'm not being treated fair.
Okay, you are entitled to your opinion, Mr. Bishop, I'm not going to argue with you. But we are moving forward with the trial. One way or the other. If you're concerned about COVID and you want to stay in the back and do not want to participate in the trial, that is also your right. And we'll try even in absentia. That is considered a voluntary absence from court.
Really?
Really.
Because I don't want to be in here and be exposed to COVID.
Then you can sit in the back and we can try the case in your absence.
So I don't have the right to have any opinion about this.
I don't even understand that question. Those
meaning
are your choices.
Like, meaning like big decision on my behalf.
Okay. Mr. Bishop, this is the last time I'm going to tell you your options, okay? As far as counsel, you either proceed with Mr. Booker or you represent yourself, period. You do not get to stop the trial to hire a new attorney. Number one. Number two, COVID. I've discussed this with counsel. We've mentioned it to the jurors. Everybody is fine with going forward. We have masking in place. We have provided you with a mask. We have hand sanitizer. COVID's been going on for 4 years, folks. We got to figure out how to live with this. We are way more than 5 feet apart, and the CDC guidelines are in the process of changing anyway with respect to the isolation rules. And while they haven't changed yet, they are in the process of changing them to eliminate the isolation requirements and just to require masks. I am wearing a mask. I will wear a mask throughout the entire trial. So that if you're not comfortable with that, and you want to sit in lockup during the course of the trial, that is your right. And that will be considered a voluntary absence from the proceeding.
Will I be able to hear what's going on?
Nope. There's no feed back there. Nope, you wouldn't be able to hear it. So it's up to you.
So?
Two choices, sir. Proceed or it's to go in the back. That's it.
And this is on record?
Everything is on record. Everything I'm saying is on the record. So the appellate courts can hear it. They think I handled it improperly. They'll have their discretion to do whatever they deem appropriate. So you need to decide now what you're doing. Do you want to stay in the courtroom for the remainder of the proceeding, Mr. Bishop, and participate in this trial?
Participate?
Yes. Testify, not testify, be here when witnesses testify.
So whether I'm here or not, this is going to go forward?
Yes, that is correct. That is correct.
Who will be representing me if I fire my lawyer?
You. You will represent yourself.
And if I represent myself and not choose to be in the court, then who will represent?
Nobody. Nobody.
Okay, well, I would have fired my attorney and not be in court.
Okay. All right. So, that means, if that is the case, You want to fire Mr. Booker, and you want to remain in the courtroom. I mean, excuse me, you want to remain in lockup, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so that means there will be no, if you fire Mr. Booker, that means no witnesses are going to testify on your behalf. We will be presenting no evidence, and we will move right into the closing arguments.
So are you saying that I'm not allowed to defend myself?
That's not what I'm saying at all. You have a right to defend yourself. You have Mr. Booker here, who again is doing an outstanding job on your behalf. I told you your options, so decide what you want to do. Do you want to talk to your client in the back? Okay, let's take 5 minutes.
She bought the hell out of him.
Daryl Brooks vibes go. She did. Is this on the record? Oh my god. He was. Oh, she did a great job. But holy shit. Okay. So
but
that
Your Honor,
whole.
I don't like being told what to do by women.
Exactly. Exactly. So they go back. So he goes and talks with his attorney. Decides he's going to keep his attorney. Well, no shit. Because see. It's just insane. Well, then who will represent me? No one.
You.
I can't defend myself? Well, yes, you can. With your attorney, you dumb bitch. Oh, my God. Anyway, so that happened on Tuesday. So then they didn't have court Wednesday. So then they were back in court today for a whole other big argument. And I didn't bring all of it because it's just insane about COVID. And now he has opted. He will be watching his own trial from the courtroom at the jail because he's so concerned about COVID.
I'm just sure he is. Yeah.
Let me tell you a little story about old Nature Boy and how he was busted for breaking travel quarantine in Hawaii in 2020.
What?
He doesn't care about COVID. He's trying to stop his trial, I guess.
He's
so
trying to be belligerent and difficult and find a loophole. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. So he and a bunch of some of his cult members were busted in Hawaii in 2020 for violating the state's quarantine order, where he was supposed to quarantine for 14 days, and he did not. So they flew in on June 7th or June 8th, and then they basically just went about their business and did not follow the quarantine rules. This was June 12th is when the article came out. So, let's just get real here about the fact that you don't care about COVID, dude.
No.
So then the other thing that he did is somehow back at the jail, someone let him use a device. And he made a post on Instagram trying to cause a mistrial, intentionally trying to a mistrial. So this is the exchange that happened with the prosecutor and the judge about this. And I wish I had the video, but there I just couldn't. The look on his attorney's face when he finds out this.
During which he indicated his desire that the case resolve in a mistrial so that the case would be assigned to another judge.
Mr. Bishop, I know you're doing everything you possibly can to try to get this case to go away, or at least get away from me. But that's not how it works. So, okay, we've got the feed going. So
Mr. Bishop is indicated he did not make that statement on the jail.
All right. There wasn't. It's interesting how he was able to post an Instagram live post from the jail, but somebody emailed my office that there was some post. Don't talk about it, Mr. Bishop. It's not going to help you. All right.
Just don't talk.
So, yeah, he says he didn't do it, but it was literally an Instagram live. So, like, that's your face, dumbass. Somebody actually sent it to the judge and was like, isn't this guy on trial right now? So he's trying to get a mistrial. He's trying to get a different judge. Yeah, I do think the fact that the judge is a woman is a huge problem for him.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's hilarious and wonderful that it is a woman. Now, this last clip I want to share. Now, this
is a baddie.
Oh, yeah. She's doing a great job. But, I mean, yeah. He is definitely not doing anything for his cause.
No.
This is a recording of a recording. So I've cleaned it up as best I can, but you're going to have to really listen. And after we listen to it, I will tell you what it says in case you have trouble hearing it. So this is a some audio from an interview that the police did with him when they arrested him and he was charged with this sexual assault.
What about the guys that and the girls that claim that you are God?
I believe I'm God. Okay. I do. I believe that I'm God. I believe we're God. I believe everything is connected. I believe that you're God. I believe that the way I treat you is how I treat God. I believe you don't treat God. We don't praise Him as we God. We praise each other. The way I treat you is how I treat God. I don't put God in my mind. I put God in you. And I love you as I love God. And my relationship with you is my relationship to God. We're God. We're all one. We're one earth, one source. We're all three from the same here on this one rock. And we will know we're flying into the dimension of the abyss of darkness. We're all on this one rock together. And we've got to get along. This is what I'm teaching. We can't keep fighting. The right people don't want to hear it. You know, but I've been breaking through. I've been breaking. See that all that they have right now? That's going to be on the news. That's going to put my name on the news. And what I need is money. So I'm looking at this like, oh, cool, this is good. This is what I need. I need press to give people the blessing of me. Because they keep treating me as a joke. I'm telling them mathematics of the universe. I'm saying, listen, we need to eat this food. We need to get this much sunlight. We need to get out the hood, put the guns away. This is what we need to do.
Okay, so I know some of that was hard, but basically what he's saying is that the officer says, so your followers say that you believe you're God, and he says, I do believe I'm God, I am God. And then he goes into this whole thing, everyone's God, I think you're God, and I'm God, and and how I treat you is how I treat God, and all of this gobbledygook that he's telling the police when he's been arrested for a sexual assault. Mm-hmm. It's gross. Mm-hmm. It's the typical cult leader bullshit. Yeah. Like, he's got the whole shtick. Mm-hmm. And now is literally, you know, trying very hard to just not recognize the court and what's happening to him now. That he is
really surprised he hasn't gone the sovereign citizen route, honestly.
Right? I know. Well, he and his followers have actually been kicked out of several countries. They have been kicked out of Costa Rica. Hmm. Let's see. I was trying to remember. Because everywhere they go, people around them are like, oh, this is not good. This is not good at all. Oh, damn. Where is it? Anyway. There's several countries that have kicked them out, banned them forever from ever coming back into their country because they see them as a threat to their national security.
Wow.
He's really dangerous. But when they got, Costa Rica, Nicaragua, and Panama have all kicked them out. So about 15 of them were arrested and kicked out of Costa Rica, and they initially couldn't board an airplane because they don't believe in bathing, and they smelled so bad that they wouldn't let them on the plane.
Oh, for the love of God.
Like, it's just a bunch of really bizarre, I don't know, man. Like, have your beliefs, live your life, whatever, but when you're fucking with other people... And he is, most definitely. And, you know, he thinks he's God. He tells people that he is the Christ. You know, it's just the same shit every single time. And then you see this crap happening in court. And I'm like, dude, you are not doing yourself any favors whatsoever.
I love the court
with all that bullshit.
Yeah.
Is this on the record? Yes! It's always on the record! And when she said to, what did she say, to participate in this trial? Participate? Like, he didn't know what that meant? Like, come on, dude. You're full of shit. We all know you're full of shit. Come on. And now, you know, multiple people who have finally managed to get away from him are coming out and saying, oh, yeah, sexual assault was just an absolute given in this, in this cult, you know. And he's like, I like it when people call me a cult leader. I think it's cool. Oh, you are such a jackass. Anyway, so this is quite the trial. So he is now refusing to attend the trial, which is probably the best thing that's happened to the judge in a long time. She can just deal with his completely reasonable attorney who is trying to deal with this mess.
Right.
And
she's like,
he's doing a good job defending
her. She's like, you're trying. We get it. You're trying.
Yeah.
Can you imagine the amount of STDs that must be running through that group?
Oh, I don't
know. Yeah. Unwashed. And he's sexually assaulting all of the women.
Right. It's awful.
Dear God.
It's awful. And it, you know, you want to be polygamous? Fine. Be a polygamist. But only if people are in it voluntarily and no one's getting assaulted. But you know what? I am not aware of any form of polygamy ever where no one's getting assaulted.
Right?
It's just not, doesn't happen.
Nope.
So anyway, that's what's going on with Nature Boy. I'll be keeping an eye on the rest of this trial and we shall see what happens. But man, all I could think of was Daryl Brooks. Listening to that exchange with the judge, how ridiculous and difficult he was, and pretending like he didn't understand, and, you know, refusing to, you know, like, listen to the fact that, look, there are laws that govern this. You can say whatever you want to say, but it doesn't make it true, and it doesn't make it possible. You can't just fire your attorney in the middle of your trial for no reason at all. But all of this is just subterfuge. He's trying to cause a mistrial. He's trying, you know, he's trying to weasel his way out of this. It's just not going to happen. So with that, I'm going to kick the mic back to you for a crime news update.
Okay. Well, the judge in Nature Boy is clearly a badass woman that we absolutely applaud. Unfortunately, I'm going to introduce you to a judge that is not a badass, and we do not applaud. This is Judge Robert Adrian. Well, shall I say former Judge Robert Adrian.
I see where this is going.
See, Judge Adrian had a situation in his courtroom a few years ago.
Okay.
That cost him his job.
Oh.
And I will tell you why. In 2021, a young lady, a 16-year-old, was at a party, a graduation party. And there was alcohol, and there were lots of boys, and there was swimming. And apparently she didn't have a swimming suit, so she was just swimming in her bra and underpants. And she ended up getting quite drunk. And an older boy, who was 18, sexually assaulted her. And both in multiple ways. And he was charged. He's 18. She's 16. She was incapacitated. That's pretty clear.
Right.
And so, of course, this young man went to trial. And the judge initially, who was Judge Adrian, did convict him on a bench trial.
Okay.
And then in 2022, when it came to sentencing, Judge Adrian shocked the courtroom by saying that he changed his mind. Now, there should have been a minimum 4-year sentence. That was the law in Illinois. Rather than put that sentence into play, which this kid had already been in jail for, you know, a certain amount of time. And so he would have had, I think, about 3 more years to serve. He said he had decided that this young man had been punished enough. And there was really no reason to move forward.
What?
Now, he couldn't give him a lesser sentence because that's not the law in Illinois. What he could do is just reverse the ruling. So that's what he did.
Oh, my God.
He gave the victim and her parents a very stern talking to about the fact that teenagers and alcohol and swimming in your undergarments don't mix.
What the hell?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Yeah.
That deserves a lot more than to lose his job.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck?
So, a three-court commission on ethics did decide here recently that he really doesn't need to be a judge anymore.
Yeah. Oh my God. So he really did just let that go?
Mm-hmm. Former Judge Adrian is now getting real loud with certain news organizations, letting us know that this was a political hit job and he is being persecuted against for his conservative Christian values.
Are you fucking kidding me right now?
Yeah.
Oh my God. What an asshole.
Mm-hmm.
That poor girl. Jesus. Yeah. Talk about getting traumatized again.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Wow.
He said that the perpetrator had received plenty of punishment after he'd spent 148 days in jail and just really didn't deserve any more. And he feels like that was the right decision and that the wrong things were done in the first place. And this young man didn't deserve to be punished for that any longer. And he'll stand by that. And anyone who argues with him, including the Commission on Ethics, are just committing a political hit job against him.
Well, I guess you kind of forgot about, you know, Illinois law, you asshole.
Yeah. So, former Judge Adrian, have the day you deserve and the retirement you deserve because you shouldn't be on the bench. Now, the girl who was the victim in this case is now 18 and is talking to the press and said that it was shocking. It was horrifying to see this kid get let off after what he did to her. Her parents said that when she was raped, she was an athlete. She was a straight-A student. And after that, she dropped out of all sports. Her grades all dropped to four lower. And completely ruined the rest of her high school experience. And then to see him not receive the sentence that he deserved and that state law mandated for raping her.
Right.
And this was after there were three charges on this, and the judge had actually already in the bench trial acquitted him or released him from the two most egregious ones and opted for just the charge on manual penetration.
God.
He had done everything he could to help this kid in the first place, and then at the end of the day, just dropped the charges completely.
I wonder if she could sue him now for mouthing off about this.
I don't know.
Well, if someone knows and can help her, they should.
Mm-hmm.
Because this guy is trash.
Mm-hmm.
Makes you wonder what other bullshit he did while he was on the bench.
Yep.
Wow. That's so disgusting. And to say that this is politically motivated.
Yep.
You are such a dick. Mm-hmm. Let a rapist go and re-traumatized a rape victim.
Mm-hmm.
This... We don't want to ruin these young men's lives. Oh, they already did that themselves by making terrible, terrible choices.
Yep.
Wow.
He also had kind of meddled with the trial when it came to sentencing and to the entire thing. Apparently, he had an ex parte conversation with the defense to see what kind of a plea deal could be reached. And there hadn't been one. And he pressed the prosecution to come up with a plea deal that would give this kid a lighter sentence, and they weren't offering one. And he said that ultimately the reason he reversed this is because A, this young man had suffered enough, and B, he just didn't feel like there was any evidence provided that this young lady could or couldn't provide consent. Motherfucker, she was 16. She couldn't provide consent.
Her age alone is all child.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I'll tell you something.
And judges are not supposed to be meddling in stuff like that.
No, they're not. You and I both raised teenage boys.
Right.
And you and I both had very frank conversations with our sons about not messing around. When you're at 17, 18, 19, 20, you do not mess around with girls that are younger than you. Period. End of story.
Absolutely.
Period.
Because fear of God into my son several times about stuff like that.
Because it's wrong. Because you could catch a charge. Because it's wrong. And because it's wrong. Yeah. And it could absolutely color the rest of your life. Even girls who you're in a relationship with or want to be, even girls whose parents know you and like you, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It's still illegal and it's still a huge risk and not worth taking.
Yep.
Yeah.
But also, you don't have sex with a girl who is drunk and can't consent. This girl wasn't even conscious of what was happening to her.
My God.
This isn't that hard. But this is because she was drinking and because she swam in her underclothing. And that's why this happened to her. And it's why he didn't need to go to jail and serve any more time.
Mm-hmm. Well, because it's always the woman's fault, right? It's always the girl's fault. We're always the ones that have to keep men from committing rape.
Yeah.
What a douche.
Well, this is on the heels of a pastor last week giving a sermon.
Oh, I saw that.
Pretty good size, like mega church type situation. That he and his wife had been on vacation. And he was so disgusted. Because while he was on vacation, he saw so many women in shorts. Not skirts. Not pants. Shorts. And he said, I will say it, and it won't be popular. But if I was on the jury, and a young man was being tried for raping somebody who was dressed like that, he would be acquitted.
Oh my God.
These people still exist. They still exist.
Can we just put them all on an island together?
They can wear all the shorts they want.
And leave them there?
Yeah.
Forever? Yeah.
But at least for Illinois, good job. Good riddance to bad rubbish. Judge Adrian is done. I would be fascinated to know what else he's done, because I would imagine it is.
There's got to have been other things. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
But there you have it.
Wow. Okay. Well, fuck those guys, right? What an episode. Wowza. All right. Well, that's it, you guys. Thank you so much for being here. Please don't forget to like, subscribe, follow, comment, leave reviews where you can. It helps us to grow. We appreciate you all so very much. And you know what? We are the True Crime Squad. Thanks for being here.
Take care.